Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, we're back.
And we're back. Well,
we're short. Yeah, we're short somebody.
We're waiting on him.
A little guy named Cy. But he's just at the doctor. It's a checkup or something, but we're all on pretty tight schedules with the holiday season and everything. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And we figured the man loves to make an entrance anyway. So we're just going to have the door open and see what he does when he walks in.
Oh, it'll be a grand entrance.
Yeah. He may do a cartwheel coming in. I don't know, but depends on what kind of report he got at the doctor. But
well, you know, the man's tired.
He is tired. He's been working all, I've seen him every day this week.
He works hard for the
people. At this office. Because they're filming the Treasure Show.
Yeah, Cy's new show.
Yeah, Cy's show, not Jace's show. Not Jep's show. If anything, it's the Cy and Murray show.
Thanks for coming on last week, though, Jep.
They're value-added content. But I can say that because Jace came in here yesterday, and I said, man, that's cool, man. I said, you still know where this place is. That's awesome. I said, I figure you just done, that was a distant memory for you, buddy. And he just looked at me. I was like, huh? I ain't seen you in like 4 months. Last time I saw you, I gave you 3 bags of dog food. So I just, how you been? Of course, I had my kids up here too. So
he didn't even know you had kids, probably.
No, he did. He texted me like 3 days after they were born. He's a little slow on the get up, but he did text me after they.
I waited a day for you to recover.
Yeah. But
I'm sorry for Brittany to recover.
Yeah, I didn't do nothing. Yeah. I mean, I had to recover mentally from what I witnessed, but other than that, I was fine. But no, yeah, so I had the boys up here. What was so funny is I had them in my office, and I was holding Waylon, and Jep come in there and sat down. But, you know, Jep is completely oblivious to most anything. So we're sitting there talking. I'm holding Waylon. Well, then all of a sudden, Jackson starts crying right beside him. Jep had no idea there was a baby in the car seat right behind him. He jumped.
And did he know, like, you had two, though?
Well, he said, well, there's another one in here. I said, yeah, that's kind of how twins work, man. There's two of them. Like, but he's like, oh, okay. And then he got up and walked out. When they started making noise, he was like, no, I'm out. He said, I don't even remember my kids at that stage. I said, well, yeah, I can see that. You were probably running on a little sleep, or maybe, I mean, I know you don't remember River because you had him and we went duck hunting the next day. So, like, you drove home from Kansas in the middle of the night. I remember we were at Barrett Satterley's, and you drove home in the middle of the night. Phil made fun of you all the next day, saying you done seen three of them. Why you got to see a fourth one? And
an aggressive take.
Yeah. Well, a truly Phil take, be fair. And then, like, we got back 2 days later and duck season opened here and we were back duck hunting again. So, you know, just
the grind.
Mm-hmm.
Grind.
Are you still on the grind?
I do not participate in the grind anymore. I show up when I'm needed. If Phil needs me, I'll be there every time. If Cy needs me, I will be there every time. But I will not grind every day anymore.
I got to admit, like, this hunting the first split of when the weather's right is way better than what I used to do, because I just go when the weather's good. That way we can get video, get footage, whatever we got to get for the company. And then the rest of the time I sleep in, help Brittany take care of the boys early in the morning. I come up here and work.
I bet you feel a lot better.
Oh man, I had to hunt like 4 days in a row though for sponsor stuff. So Realtree was here 2 days, had a couple of guys that bought a deal with Benelli come in for 2 days, and after them 4 days, that's the first time I hunted 4 straight days, I was wore out. And generally, first split, 16 days, I'm 16 for 16. And I generally throw that Friday in, too, because we're messing with decoys. And, like, it's a full day of hunting, even though you ain't shooting nothing. And but, now, I think I hunted 7 times out of the first 16 days. And I feel refreshed. I'm good.
And
like,
were they all 7 good hunts?
No, they were not. 6 of them were.
There you
had one hard gar, one bat, but that was on one of the days I was forced to hunt. I would have never hunted that day had I not been forced to hunt with sponsor obligations.
Was it just a gar or was it a triple G?
It was a gar grunnell goo. Yeah, I think we killed like 7 snow geese and 2 teal or something like that. Yeah, it was bad.
7 snow geese?
Yeah. Yeah, and half of them had the bird flu, and I mean, it was a mercy killing. So, like, you know, that bird flu rough, man. That stuff, I feel so bad for them birds. It's terrible. Like, they just walking around out there like the people of Bourbon Street on New Year's Day. Like, and you just, you know, you end it.
Well, you got to be worried about getting shot there, too.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, I didn't even think of it like that. But they are. They can't.
That was a rude joke.
They can barely like pick their head up, and they so you just. I mean, I wanted to like, you know, just pop their neck real quick, but then I'm like, but then I'm touching that, and hey, I don't. I'm not.
You don't want the bird flu.
I don't want to be the cause that causes that to cross over to humans. So you know what? Heavy shot, pretty cheap overall. So bop, moving on.
Well, boom.
Yeah. But that bird flu is real, man. It's real.
Stone, how many days have you been hunting?
Duck hunting?
Mm-hmm.
Three? Four. Maybe up four times.
Four.
Because I got a crew now. I've assembled a crew of young bloods. And I say a crew, two of them, to help with the the working part of the duck hunt.
Same.
As far as putting out the decoys and hiding the rigs and, you know, anything physical that needs to be done, I've assembled a pretty good crew. So that gives me some days off. So it's been real nice.
You know, the greatest thing I think I learned from Phil about duck hunting and building your crew and all that, Phil taught me who not to add to your crew. Because Jay said it best. Like, Phil, you just down here running with a bunch of misfits and degenerates. Like, and if you look who surrounds Phil for the most part, that's... somewhat accurate.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, Stone's crew, he's got a higher class of crew running with him.
Oh, yeah.
Same here.
Who is your crew?
My crew got way more than I got.
And they're multifaceted.
And they got skills.
Yeah. They got skills that we ain't got.
That's right.
I know, because one of them built my house. And he remodeled your house.
What, you got Cody down there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got Cody and I got the nurse man.
Yeah.
Cody can make things happen.
And they're both of them in their mid-30s.
Flat bellies.
And no, nurse man ain't a flat
belly. No, he's a little soft, but he works hard.
But he's strong as a bull.
Yeah, he an ox. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's
Cody work hard.
Nurse man is also doubles as a carpenter. So he's a blind builder.
Oh, he's a shade tree carpenter, too?
That's right. And Cody is a very good carpenter.
Cody turned my closet into a shower.
See, nurse man,
it was an impressive feat.
Nurse man once snuck me in the back door up there at Bernice General.
Yeah.
And got me well.
Yeah.
Quick.
That's a solid crew.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. And with our crew, we are in need of a nurse.
Yeah, you really are. You got to have a medic with you at all times.
Yeah.
But
where's Phil at now?
Phil's back at the house. He's sore. But he's feeling a lot better.
Okay.
If y'all didn't know, he had broke his back lifting up on a boat, trying to launch a boat in shallow water. And
just to be clear, he's 76.
76 years old.
All he had to do was drive like another half mile, and he could have dumped in a ditch and got right back to where he was.
Nah, who's a man?
We can get that thing in there.
Yeah.
Come on, Dan.
Who's a man?
Well.
So then he had the Tiger Woods.
But then he kept duck hunting.
Oh, yeah. He duck hunted for a week with a broke back.
Yeah. He wasn't going to not go.
He was puking from the pain.
And he just kept going.
He just kept hunting because he didn't want to miss.
That's loving that, son.
Who's a man?
Let me just tell you right now, I love duck hunting. I ain't going with a broke back.
I ain't doing nothing with a broke back.
Except laying there. Mm-hmm. Except whatever they tell me to do in rehab and therapy. That's the only thing I'm doing.
He told me, he said, it's either I can sit in this duck blind in pain, or I can sit at the house in pain and listen to an old woman on the phone.
There is another option. You could go get fixed. You could go get repaired.
Well, we finally talked him into getting an MRI, and hopefully this procedure.
I guarantee you he feels better today than he did yesterday. He may be sores arising, but... I know some people that's had that essentially concrete putting you back. It works pretty quick. It'll heal some things. So at least you got old Burley. That Burley's
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah.
Is Burley in town?
Now, see, I wouldn't classify Burley. Burley's one of the higher class one Phil runs with.
Burley's a nurse too.
Yeah, Burley's a nurse.
Now, he's not the nurse you want to see walk through your door and say, I'm about to put this catheter in or something like that. You're going to be like, okay, Because Burley is a very apt nickname. Yeah, I mean, the boy's bigger than
me. We got a picture of Burley. I got a picture of him.
He's about 6'5".
Yeah.
Got a beard bigger than any of us in this room.
So imagine you're in a bad spot. You end up in the hospital. You're writhing in pain. You just need some release. You're thinking like, I'm going to get this tender, caring nurse, you know, that just loves people to come in. And the door cracks open. It probably squeaks a little because it needs oil on the hinges. And there's a shadow as big as that table standing in there with scrubs on and gloves on. You're like,
Nope.
This ain't it.
Here it is.
This ain't it. I mean, Burley is a mountain of a man. He is a bull now.
Yeah.
Burley right there, ladies and gentlemen, on the left.
The hard left.
Yeah, the one that you would classify as burly, that's him.
That's a nurse.
So you're feeling bad. You need some help, and that's what walks in. Yeah. And you're thinking, Santa?
like a rough Santa.
Yeah.
Like a mall Santa.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey,
you see who else was in there? Scroll to the right. Remember them, Martin? Old Lida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Old JR. He's retired Air Force.
Who's that in the back? A Washam?
Yeah, that's one of
Lord, boys. We'll run around with anybody now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I tell you, I'm trying to get some young blood in there.
Yeah. Well, them Washams is, they all right. They blow them loud duck calls.
Oh, well, I made him put that in his bag. We don't allow loud duck calling in the woods.
There ain't no reason to call loud at nothing that ain't there.
No.
That's what I tell everybody. They say, I'm just trolling. I'm saying, good. That's good. But let's take our first break. Maybe Si will show up. We'll be back right after this.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing. We're
but
not
she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Si could win because there was a lot of the movie about Si and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Si, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Si Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And, whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
I need to bring them snapping turtles up here.
Do what?
My man Sherman got me some snapping turtle shells.
Oh, I thought you meant like live snapping turtles.
No, no, no.
Because that'd have been way cooler.
My friend is he's a commercial cat fisherman, but he caught some turtles.
Alligator or common? Do you know?
It's real big.
Ooh. Real big. Yeah, it's an alligator snapper. He's got the three rows of spines down his back.
Yeah. He gave them to me, give them to my boys, but I don't think my wife's going to like them in the house, so I might put them in
here. Did he lacquer them?
Oh, yeah.
Like make them shiny?
Oh, this dude's legit.
So he had turtle soup.
Oh, well, yeah.
If he went through that trouble, he had turtle soup.
He tells
soup.
Me stories about cooking snake and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. We need to have him on.
Who is he?
Oh, Sherm Dog.
Sherm Dog.
Captain Milo and Sherman. You can look them up on YouTube.
I'm about to say, is this a Disney show? that's what it feels like with Captain Milo and Sherman coming on after Bluey.
They really know Murray well. They've been around a minute.
Now you got to be careful watching them Disney shows these days.
Oh, boy.
That's why I watch Bluey. Bluey's solid.
Bluey's solid. That Australian sheepdog.
Boys like it.
Oh, I was about to say, Bluey's a girl.
Bluey.
Oh, is she?
I don't know. We were watching some show the other day on Netflix, and your boy got real mad real fast. But I don't know. That's not what this podcast is about.
I don't know. I enjoy it. It seems to...
Not Bluey.
Oh.
No, it's some other dumb show.
Oh,
it
I got
excommunicated from the household. I said, nope.
Ah, there you go. Good.
Well, my 8-year-old's into the watching all the Royal Rumbles.
See, that's what we need more of at my house.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I watched when I was a kid, you know.
Well, that's what we've been getting into. So, like, Waylon, they said they got a little flat spot on the back of his head.
Mm-hmm.
So, they say he'd been laying on that side too much. So, like, just turn him a little bit and get everything lying back out. So, I hold him in the other arm. And since it's hard to get him to focus on TV, I mean, he's 8 weeks old, he can focus on your phone. So, he just been sitting there watching duck hunting on my phone.
Oh,
I just pull up YouTube and get on the Duck Commander channel, and I just show him, like, we're going to do this one day.
Yep.
And he'll sit there, and he loves duck calls. Anytime the call blow, he'll snap that head over towards it. And I'm like, okay, I got me one here. I like this. You're in. Like, let's let's go. We need to get you up about 7-8 years old where you're strong enough to tote some stuff. And then we got a new crew coming, Stone. I mean, between them, Sage, I'm saying Sage because she's probably going to be the duck hunter out of your crew. Mm. But she tough now.
I don't know. It's, you know, she's been angling to get in that deer stand.
Sage?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Just another deer slayer.
Just another. Nice.
Well, you know, Bullfrog, she's eat up with it.
Yeah. But, and Carly could care less.
She could care less.
Well, that takes all kinds.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Carter wants to be a politician, so who knows what's going to happen there. And Ben's likes fishing, though.
I'm going to take this home with me today.
That's good. You need to. I got some woody soaking in it right now.
That's exactly what I was going to soak in.
That's what's on the spit at the Martin house tonight.
Wood
some
duck.
Wood duck breast soaked in some W sauce, and we're going to slap them on that pit boss, and that's what me and Miss Brittany going to eat for dinner.
And I got some preacher meat off that buck Corey shot.
Mm. He'll work. Yeah. No, he's good. He's real good. I guess side just...
Yeah, I thought I heard him, but it didn't.
He ain't coming.
Ho, ho. Yeah, we can just start making random Cy-isms if we want to. The old man.
Cy, he killed a deer the other day.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. It was the most pitiful looking cull buck you ever seen.
Oh, he said it was a great looking one, but had one out or not.
Oh, he needed to be culled. But, you know, he killed that 230-inch buck down in South Texas. And he was shaking like a dog trying to pass a peach seed. And...
That's hard.
I mean, yeah.
By the way.
So we this old cull buck comes out. I had a lot of boys in there with me. And I said, Cy, there he is. That's a cull if you want to shoot him. So he put the gun barrel out the window, and that gun barrel was just, I'm talking about, shaking, shaking, shaking. No lighter said, Cy, I bet you can mix a real good drink. He said, oh, be quiet. And he was... The thing that amazed me, he was just as nervous or more nervous shooting that cull buck than he was shooting that 230-inch deer down in South Texas. he just loves it.
He does.
He loves it.
I wish more people would have been there to see him stand up and shoot that decoy the other day.
That was
fantastic.
They shot a decoy?
Mm-hmm. With the full intentions that it was a mallard hen.
And blew its head.
What kind of decoy was
it? It was a green-winged teal hen decoy.
Oh, okay.
Didn't look nothing like a mallard hen. Not wrong size, wrong color, wrong everything. But, boy, he stood up and whacked it.
Yeah. Oh, to be fair, though, he smoked it.
He did, right in the head.
He did what he came to do.
Right in the head. Just... And then the mallard just got up. Mah, mah, mah,
but did he shoot at her when she flew off?
No, we was laughing too hard.
Oh.
He said, oh, good night, boys. That's the wrong thing. And I mean, we laughed. I was in the bottom of the blind. I couldn't breathe. Had tears going out my eyes.
Well, that's what duck hunt's supposed to be like.
That's when it's fun.
Yeah.
Remember to laugh. Now, I didn't know he was going to, you know, shoot a $7 decoy, but whatever. Mm. It's fine.
That was the best $7 you ever spent.
Yeah. Well, and it's above the water line, so it still float. That's fine. As long as the water don't get up there, it'll be all right. But if the water gets to the decoy's head, we in trouble anyway. Like, the rest of us is swimming everywhere we go, too. So,
that's funny.
Oh, man. That man, he is still, he still enjoys hunting as much as anybody, which is what's really cool. I hope it's 74. I do, too.
Yeah, but, no kidding.
You know, it is what it is. Let's take another break. We just going to keep on trucking. He may show up. Maybe he'll come in for the end. That'd be a good way to end this.
Yeah, it would.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him what they did to him this morning. I don't even know. It's just a checkup's all he says. So I don't know what they're doing. So we'll be back.
We got a guest.
Yeah, we're just pulling people from the office now. So yep. we figure since young Mac is like only here for 2 more days, that this was his shot. So
well, he was witness to an event that we're going to talk about.
Well, I hope so. He's a cameraman. He's witness to all of our events. So,
yep. Well, this event in particular. So Willie calls me up and says, hey, Corey wants to go deer hunting. Put her on a buck. I'm like, no pressure. Okay. So I drop him off at the stand that morning. And this I think Corey's killed 1 buck 4 in her life.
Yeah, and I was there.
Little
basket rack 6 point.
You know, it's a good first buck.
Yeah,
you know, for a female. I mean, I don't want to be misogynistic here, but, well, but she's
kind of sounds like what you're being. But
well, I'm trying to be
for late, somebody who doesn't hunt a lot. It was a great.
That's
first
right
year.
For a person.
There we go. We can take like gender out of this.
That's
for somebody
right.
Somebody doesn't hunt a lot. Great first.
Without that being said, my daughter. It has killed.
She killed bigger things than I have.
Bigger
bucks. She's out.
Than me.
Yeah, she's out. She is the exception. She's not the rule.
So maybe I used the wrong term there. Yeah. I say a novice hunter.
Yeah, the fact that Bailey didn't start with a button head just kind of hurts my feelings.
No, she started with a 13 point.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then continues to say, meat on the ground.
Yeah, there you go.
That's, yeah, all that's her line. Well, you know she got that from Uncle Si.
Uncle Si, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, meat on
anyway,
the ground.
Meat on the ground, boys.
But anyway, keep rolling.
Anyways, I drop him off the deer stand. I hear the shot. 320 yards. Of course, Willie has that souped-up rifle that, you know, what do you call it, alpha glass on top of it. I mean, it's in a very nice rest in that blind. So, very doable. I heard the bullet hit the deer. So, we go look for blood. There's no blood. There's nothing. We go back, look at the footage. The footage says the shot is high. And there was, right above the spine on the neck, it looked like that's where the bullet hit. It jumped. So we were like, that deer's fine. There's no blood. There were no vitals hit. The deer ran off, you know, but it kind of raised up. So we...
Or call it off.
I mean, yeah, we looked for the deer for an hour,
yeah.
You know, looking around for blood, really close. No blood. I was prepared to get on the phone and call the dog man.
Yeah.
But after looking at the footage, footage don't lie, right?
And in theory, yes.
In theory. So we give up. You're like, that deer's still alive. So 2 hours later, I get a FaceTime on my phone from Jace. And I'm like, first thing was, why in the world is he FaceTiming me?
I had to show him how to
there it is. On his I was about to ask.
That's a weird two grown men FaceTiming.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
So I answered. He said, hey, y'all left something in the ditch. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he showed that buck laying there. And he said, why y'all leaving big bucks in the ditch or something to that extent? And I'm like, are you kidding me? So that deer, upon further review, was not shot high. It was shot a little far back in the guts.
Which happened. 300-something yards, understandable.
Yep. Went, made a big loop. And look, the road goes going east to west, makes a little S-curve.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're still heading west. Well, she shot the deer on that west road. He makes a big loop. Probably goes 500 yards. And comes back around and dies right before he gets back to the road in the ditch. And we, I guess, just drove right by it and never saw it.
Easily done.
So
they are camouflaged.
Now, of course, he could have still been making loot and we drove by. Now, there is that chance.
Yeah.
But he was his belly was facing the road where there's a lot of white show, wasn't it, Mac?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were just getting done with a duck hunt. And, like, the road we took back was the road y'all shot that deer on.
Yeah.
And another wheeler in front of us had passed the deer as well. And
so the Phil, wheeler in front of y'all didn't see it
they
either.
They didn't see it either. Phil okay. and Jace were driving. I was sitting in the back seat.
Eagle eyes, baby.
Well, sometimes like, it pays to be 5'6". See, he's at a different angle.
Had that low angle.
Yeah.
low vision angle.
He can see up under some stuff. You know what I mean? Like, us big boys, we looking down on things. Sometimes you just get blocked out. But Mac's looking under the brush while he's riding. It's a... Hold on now.
I mean, it was like right there glowing. Like I said, hold on. Y'all just passed a big buck laying in the ditch. I was like, y'all didn't see that thing?
It was glowing.
There was a deer back there. So they popped it in reverse, drove back there, and Phil got on the ground and was like doing an interview with the deer, like he killed it too.
Oh boy,
he was doing some acting.
We took this one.
Well, any chance he gets to make fun of deer hunters, he's gonna take advantage of it.
You know, chance he gets to make fun of his daughter-in-laws, he's gonna take advantage of it too. So,
well, that's, you know,
look at him.
Nice little buck.
Beautiful deer.
Yeah,
bigger than anything I've killed in Louisiana.
Yeah, he's a good
one. That's a good one.
So, anyways, she made that shot, and I called Corey, and I said, they found your deer. Because she was a little bit distraught because she shot a deer, and we didn't recover it. You know, she felt bad about shooting the deer and not getting it, you know.
I feel the same way when crippled ducks get away, and not okay.
Like, no, it's not.
No hunter ever wants to not find whatever it was that they shot.
Yeah.
But it does happen. I mean,
it happens. I don't care who you are. If you hunt it long enough, it's going to happen.
It's an inevitable truth to hunting.
But anyways, she was ecstatic. I'm talking about she was as fired up as I've ever seen her. And Willie was fired up too.
Oh, so was Jordan. Jordan got the phone call up here because Jordan had filmed the hunt and he was jumping up and down.
Yeah.
He said, I got to go. I said, hey, Jordan. Max there, he can film the recovery.
Yeah, I got the recovery.
So
we got another guy.
and then we got all the trash talking with Jace's phone. You know, I don't know what I was saying, but I'm sure it was not nice. But anyways, we get back with the deer, and instead of, you know, Phil and Jace and them congratulating Corey on the buck, they gonna rag her about gut shooting it.
They do have a very fostering spirit, don't they?
Phil did not crack a smile. He said, hey, you shot that deer way too far back.
No, I don't think I heard a congratulations from Phil on that deer at all.
No, you're not going to get one.
Well, Phil ain't one to give you an attaboy. The closest thing I got is when I called and told him we was having twins, and his line was, hey, two in one shot.
Hey.
I've seen you do it. I mean, that's the closest thing to an attaboy as I've ever gotten from Phil Robertson. There is no... He's like old school football coach mentality.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't care if you did 100 things right. The only thing he gonna talk about the one you did wrong.
Well, like, that's just the way they are. You know, my wife, same way. Yeah. So.
My wife's same way too.
Bizarre.
You know how many times I've heard my wife say I was wrong?
No, she's a Robertson. Never.
Zero.
Yeah.
Ever. No. Never.
Yeah, no. No, well, admitting fault is a skill now. Yeah, it's hard to do. And especially if you never are. you don't know how to say it.
You never got any practice.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know how to say it.
Whole life.
Yeah, if you don't know how to say it, you don't know how to say it. Like,
but anyway, we got him aging right now. I'm going to age him about 24 days and peel the hide off of him.
Well, it's a good thing Mac was there.
Oh,
otherwise, that deer.
Oh.
The buzzards would have had to eat the same as the worms. Done got driven by three times.
But, you know what Willie said? He said, I learned something today, Stone. I said, what's that? He said, never trust the footage.
He ought to know that. Because I hunted with him one time. I was filming him, and he shot a deer, and it was with a crossbow, which, in fairness, before they made lighted nocks for crossbows, you could not see that. Look who it is.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Look who it is.
Si Robertson in the house.
Si, we got a fill-in for you. Who's that? No, I'm kidding. He's back, baby.
He's gone, and he's back for more.
But, no.
And he's got a smile on his face.
But, well, he shot a deer with a crossbow, and I was like, I looked at the footage and said, nah, man, you missed that thing. And so we just sat there till dark, went and got his arrow. Well, his arrow had blood on it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I guess you didn't miss it. And so, but it was so dark, and we didn't really know where it went. So we just like, well, we'll come back in the morning. We'll come back in the morning, 70 yards over there, deer's laying dead. I mean, he just run through a thicket, and you couldn't see him. But, I mean, if you looked at the footage, you never thought the deer got hit. Like, because he didn't even run off weird. Like, he didn't even run like a deer that had been hit.
Yeah, well, so, we all three of us sat there and looked at it, and we saw something jump.
Yeah.
Right above that spine. But I guess that was a nerve or something.
Yeah, who knows? I mean,
it was crazy.
Yeah.
When you get shot, your body does all sorts of things.
Does it? I ain't ever been shot.
Me neither.
I hope I don't ever find out.
I'm trying to live a life where that don't happen.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Ain't that the truth? Well, let's take another break. We'll get the OG back in. Mac, thanks for jumping in, telling your side of the deer finding story. And Yeah, get back to work. You're only here for a couple more days. Go finish that video.
Go finish that video, Mac.
Finish it up. Make sure it's good.
Well, when you're going blind, you got to take care of some business.
Were you at iGumbo?
Huh? Yeah.
I was there the other day.
Yeah. You don't need to talk. You don't need to be able to see to talk. Where you been? Huh? We've missed you this morning.
Look, I've been at the doctor's office.
What you been getting checked on?
I've got cataracts, and I'm fixing to get them removed.
Really?
Yeah. First one's Monday.
Mm. Okay, so we're not recording Monday.
Yep. Scheduler.
Scheduler. Reschedule everything.
Yeah, note to self, we're not recording Monday.
When's the second one?
When's the 9th of January.
Okay.
How long does it take to recover?
Well, 2 weeks, they said.
Whoa.
For each eye?
Yeah.
So they give you, they do one, give you two weeks to recover from that one, then do the other one.
Do you get a patch? So you look like a pirate?
Well, yeah. They gave me a big pair of dark sunglasses to wear. That was the thing that my wife told me. She said, hey, you need to get you a real good pair of sunglasses.
Oh, praise
be. Because you're fixing to find out the sun is really bright. And I said, darling, I know that right now.
Si, when you have that and you have those dark sunglasses, can we please record with you wearing blue jean shorts, white tennis shoes, and those dark glasses?
Thank you.
I just want—I want that visual of Si as the ultimate.
To show off his bird legs.
No, just that. When I think of those dark glasses, that's what I think. But we need to get you like a Lincoln Continental.
Yeah.
Like you need to be driving like a 27-foot car. And
one in big 40-foot limo.
Yeah, or an Oldsmobile 88 or something. Get you come rolling up in here. Like
there you go.
You talking about that?
He's going to buy him a Mercury.
Remind me of the story. I'm going to work in my dad's car, a Plymouth. You know, and a guy in a GTO, pukey green color, okay, 1969. Okay, and an Oldsmobile pull up with each other and they're racing. Okay, so I get in behind them because I know both of them. I work with them. Okay, so they're heading down the highway and they're running 100 miles an hour side by side.
Gas was cheap back then.
No, look. So I'm behind them at 90. Okay, and the guy in the pukey green Dodge Charger goes,
waves goodbye,
and stomps it. And look, I've got my window down and I hear, they're going 100 miles an hour.
And he barked the tires?
And he burnt the tires.
That's y'all, big time.
No. Hey, I put in behind him when we get to work. And I said, hey, am I losing my mind? Or did I actually, when you waved at so-and-so in the Oldsmobile 88, did I hear, and he said, no, you heard, and I said, wait a minute, you can't burn rubber running 100 miles an hour. He said, well, hey, you know where it was at. So, hey, that ain't when I got off work. I had to stop four or five times before I could find it. In the middle of his lane was, hey, two stretches about 18 inches long of just burnt tire. And I said, hey, what have you got under the hood on that stupid thing? And he said, hey, whatever can be done to a car has been done to that one. Because look, he had stainless steel poles about 2 inches in diameter coming out to his hood. And then he had stainless steel locks, two of them, you know. And he had raced anybody. He was coming and he had come to work in some new car and say, hey, anybody want to buy a new car? I'll knock $10,000 off of that car I got out there. It's brand spanking new. I just won it.
Look at there. Before pink Vin slip, Diesel was even a thing.
No, yeah. Pink slip.
Pink slip for pink slip, bro. Yeah.
Hey, and he'd win and sell it.
Could he drift?
Oh, hey. But you talking about run.
I love the fact that we started on cataracts and got to a story about Plymouth barking rubber going a Honda.
Podcast. Well, hey, look, you just said something and click.
I know. I love it.
He's back.
Here we go, boys.
Look, he was a little tired the other day.
A rabbit running in front of me, and here I'm after him.
Look, if you stuck with us after that day, he was a little tired. The man been working. They filming that treasure show hard. He been working. He's a little tired, but today, look at it. He rejuvenated.
Well, no. Here's the thing. Well, the reason I'm rejuvenated, I'm about half scared.
Of what?
off these cataracts to getting it done.
Are you?
Yeah.
I've never known you to say you scared.
Well, the guy just told me, he said, here's what we're going to do. And
yeah.
I said, yo, I'm listening. He said, your eyes, your lenses on your eyes are hardening.
Okay.
He said, that's why you're having difficulty seeing. He said, so what we're going to do is we're going to bust.
We're going to break ice.
Yeah. We're going to break your lenses. You know, and I'm going,
Hold on now.
No, whoa.
Now, hold on now.
You're going, what? I was thinking to myself, wait a minute. What I've heard of it so far was, hey, that they use laser. Because I told them, I said, hey, I'm about half scared to do this because my tolerance for pain is zero. You know, I said, so what's the deal? And he said, oh, that's the least of your worries, Mr. Robertson, is there's no pain involved.
Well, then what's the most?
Well, then he starts telling me what he's going to do. You know, we're going to bust these lens that are hardening inside your eyeballs. And he said, well, we got to be careful because we don't want to bust the outer layer. You know, it's kind of like cracking an egg.
So you got to sit still.
Well, no, because they got to rope my head down where I can't move because No.
I about to say, they giving you like some Valium or something too?
And look, all of it, no. All they're going to do is put eye drops that deaden it. Okay, then they're going to go for the white.
So you get to watch this happen.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's a good thing you can't see.
Well, no. That's, hey.
Yeah.
That's why I'm about half afraid of this thing. Yeah. But hey, when you get more, you can't see nothing because when I ask you, tell me, you show you your chart and tell me, what's the lowest line you read?
E.
I said, hey, I can't even read the top line, dummy.
Yeah. E.
Call them a dummy?
Don't they all start with E? Up
there, I don't know, but most hey, I said, hey, look, I can't read the top line clearly. It's blurred.
Is it one eye or both eyes?
Both eyes.
Both of them.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Right. Hey, that's why you shot that decoy the other day.
Well, no.
You can't see.
Look, well, all I saw was brown. I said, a hen's brown. That's her. Yeah.
He got him.
Boy, that made me feel safe sitting beside you.
Well, no, because that was like... that was like Stone said, you didn't see the antlers? I said, no, I ain't seen the antlers.
He the only man I know blind killed a 230-inch deer. Golly.
He had no idea what he was shooting at.
That's why he wasn't worried. He wasn't nervous. Yeah, he thought it was a doe.
Oh, he was nervous, all right.
No, I identified it what I was to shoot. I said, hey, Justin... the deer I'm supposed to shoot is broadside of me right now, right? He said, yes, it is. And it was just this quick. I'm going to shoot it. Bam!
There you go.
You know, then I walked up and said, Stone, wait a minute. I was 50 yards away, and I said, Stone, wait a minute. Is that antlers I see sticking 4 foot up in the air? And he said, you just noticed that right now? And I said, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
It's hilarious.
That's good. So
that's where I've been.
So Monday.
Monday, the left eye gets taken care of, and then a month goes by, or a little less than a month.
Yeah.
Then the right eye, because he was a busy man.
So you're out on hunting. Your hunting season, hunting season going to end about Monday.
Well, I'm about out on everything.
Well, so which eye is going first?
The left eye.
So you can still shoot a deer.
Yeah, the non-dominant eye. Oh, yeah, I still shoot right-handed.
There you go. Oh, we're good to go.
That's why he said, all right, which eye you used to hunt with? I said, the right. He said, we'll do the left.
There you go.
Good deal.
Hey, good call.
There you go.
Good call.
And then we'll learn how to shoot left-handed when it does other.
You think they'd mind if we did the podcast from their little surgery room?
That would be awesome. Although I would throw up.
You need me to come hold your hand since you're going to be scared? I'll come sit with you.
Hey, it would help.
I'll come sit with you.
Hey.
I'll make you laugh.
Well, when he said, hey, you know, like you said, what are we doing here? We're busting ice?
Yeah.
Inside your eye?
Look, Johnny D, he out on that
really?
Anyway.
I will go to the eye doctor, though, because I don't trust anybody else with my eyeballs. I had to go the other day. I said, I'm going to the eye doctor.
Well, no, the only reason I went is I'm going blind. Okay, I've got to do something.
My sister did some laser thing on her eyes, and she walked out, and she, like, that day, she was like, I didn't know trees, you could see the leaves on it, like, individually.
That's what's crazy.
It just was like a big, like a kid drew it to her, apparently.
No.
So you're going to enjoy it.
That was one, okay. I've always had a hearing loss, too many guns.
What?
You know, I've always had a hearing loss.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, high frequency especially. Okay. Too many bangs, too many booms.
Too much time in a deuce and a half.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Too many pounds. And,
well, inside a tank.
Yeah, you know, that too.
You're inside a tank. Well, you're inside a tank? Solid metal. And somebody takes a 10-pound ball-peen hammer and...
That's way worse than that gong you get in front of you.
You know, so, but I done forgot what I was going to say now.
Yeah.
You had eyes.
Oh, good. It's time for a break.
Yeah, and it had to do with
Let
hearing.
Him go.
So the Army says, okay, look, here's you some hearing aids. So I put them in, and they said, you know, they're not really hearing aids.
What are they?
All they do is they stick an amplifier in your ear.
Mm. So everything gets louder.
So, hey, I went in and was going to brush my teeth and turn the water on. We got about, 30 pounds of pressure on the water in the bathroom. It's just, wow. I'm talking,
my man feeling good.
So. I said, good grief.
Told y'all we should have waited on.
Yeah. No. So, hey,
I'm
going to
tell you right now, scared side may be my favorite side.
No, look. Hey, here's the thing.
Who's the man?
That's why I never wore my hearing aids. You know, somebody would say something. He said, and I'd say, what? And he said, why don't you wear your hearing aids? I said, because it blows my what little bit of hearing I got left out.
I tell you what, though. You know what I'm hearing, Stone? Our duck hunting crew. We dwindling. We got one with a broke back and one that can't see.
Oh, I know it.
Neither of them can hear.
And here's the good part. I still whack and stack them.
He did. I watched him the other day. Well, let's take another break. Take our last break. We'll be back right after this.
Y'all got to start emailing in stuff, people.
Hold on.
Tell them now.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I ain't going to put up with that.
What are we doing this for if you're not going to communicate?
We didn't get anywhere
to communicate with us. Hey, what are we doing this for?
I had one.
We want y'all involved.
Somebody sent me. I sent an email to Duck Call Room.
Oh, speaking of deer,
I do have one good email. I have one really good email.
You got one from Mickey Undercore.
That's for lying to me.
Uh-oh. About what?
You didn't have none.
Oh.
I woke that hurt.
I got a pretty good punch for an old man, didn't I?
Oh, he was trained on how to throw hands now.
Oh, I got my energy back now, buddy.
He's back, baby.
I didn't mean I didn't have any. I meant I haven't read through enough because we've been...
You wouldn't want me to hit you if I was mad. That was a love tap.
No, sir, I do not want you.
Okay. Let me say.
Anyway,
you... That bothered you.
Hey, Si knows how to snap them punches now.
Hey. And I wasn't even behind that one. What would you have done if I threw all my weight behind it?
I'd have just went down.
That's right. And out.
Indeed, don't worry. All of his weight wasn't much more than what he did there. So there ain't a whole lot of him left.
He's on fire. That's why I just didn't. With you in this mode, I don't know that they want to hear from themselves.
Hey, you don't miss stuff until you don't have it.
What did you miss that you didn't have?
Well, no, because I was in the doctor's office talking about, well, y'all hurry up.
You need to come talk to us, didn't you?
I said, hey, I got things I got to do.
Yeah, you needed to come vent to us. Well, I appreciate it.
There's places and things I've got to be involved in.
If you want to know really why Si is so fired up, turn around and look at behind you, Johnny D. You see that T? That's his gas gauge. Right now, he's full. The other day when we got in here, he had poured the last bit into that cup.
It was low.
He's empty.
It was low.
Look, and I see he knows that he got a full day ahead of him, so that's why he's so fired up.
That's it.
That, and look, when we used to work down at Phil and Kay's, that right there was how long Si was going to be at work.
120.
Yeah, when that got low.
You could just watch it.
When that got low, really in the Army.
The last cup was poured as he was pulling out the driveway because he knew he could make it home while drinking that last cup of tea.
I wish I had my Tupperware cup because all I ever heard was, Sergeant Robinson, get rid of that stupid Tupperware cup.
There's about eight of them over there that you used to sell.
Yeah. And I'd go, First Sergeant, it ain't going to be in sight when you get ready to call the company to attention.
Yeah, I'll have it tucked in my britches.
That's
right.
I'll put it in my britches.
This man exactly right. Had a cup on him for the last 50 years.
I bet that fit just right in that BDU pocket.
Oh, it did. But I had to watch it. If I forgot it and started marching.
Did you have to unbutton a button? Or did it fit in between the two buttons?
No, I'd have to unbutton one button.
Okay.
That way it'd keep it in one place on the corner. But then if I started marching, especially if I had it full, I'd golly, cold on the leg.
You put full, you put a full glass of iced tea in your pants without a top on it?
I even took it. What they didn't know, I even done it when I had dress greens on.
How'd you do
and
that?
And we was in a parade. I'd stick it in my pocket. I couldn't be on the front line.
No, that's why all them ladies come looking for
me. I couldn't be on the front line because I couldn't ever get a swiggy. But if I was in the second row, I could sneak a drink of tea. Put it back here.
Yeah.
You know, 1,000 people watching.
Is that a tea glass in your pocket?
Give me 1,000 people.
Good job, boys.
Look at him.
All right, boy, let me get this out of the way.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, man.
That is great.
Fantastic. Well, we need to do one email or question. We still got some questions from the other day. What you got?
Well, I do have one email from, you know how Goblin's got all of his jokes?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny G.
Well, a man named John emailed in. He's getting them from other people.
Who, John?
Wait, what? Look, we got actual proof. The Hawaii joke wasn't Goblin's. It was this John's. And Goblin said, yeah, that's a good one.
The fans are
well, so people are going on Instagram.
So Cy's telling Jerry Clower story.
Yep.
And Goblin's getting his material from our fans.
Yep.
Are there any originals left anymore?
There, no.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold it now.
What?
Some of my stories come from Jerry Clower, but not all of them.
Look, we finally got an admission. Look.
Hey, my favorite one is the squirrel.
Yeah, the squirrel dog.
That straightened out a whole congregation of so-called religious people.
Now, that's Ray Stevens.
Yeah, that's
right. Hey, that's right. Hey.
You were always meant to be in Branson, weren't you?
Hey, Ray Stevens, Jerry Clower. And
you'd
then
be
Justin,
real rich
Justin
if you were in
Wilson,
Branson.
Oh.
The Cajun.
If we moved this podcast set to Branson and just went and recorded every day, I'd sell that place out in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
I will sit beside you any day in Branson.
No, I got a buddy. And we'd go like to a hunting lodge and spend a weekend. And from the time we got there to the time we left, he'd tell stories and never repeat not a one. It'd always be fresh ones. And you could do it for a whole year.
That's talent.
That boy never run out of stories.
That's wild.
Okay.
And he's got about three.
Oh, yeah. No. Hey.
Then I'm out. I'm out of material. Then I just got to react to whatever you say.
Well, let's see if that's why, I'm called the improv king.
That's right.
Because, anything that happens, I can turn it into a story.
Si ain't ever heard a story. He won't
that's
copy.
That's right. Hey, that's it.
And make it his own.
I thought there was Bigfoot there for a minute.
I got it. Well,
there you go.
Talk about a man looking like Bigfoot.
Yeah, I had to look twice.
Burley?
No, this guy. No. We'll end it with this. Zooming out. That guy right there. Look at that deer.
Wait, time out.
You don't know him.
I'm not worried about that. Zoom in on his face. Is that a real beard?
That is a real beard. He said it is.
Boy, it goes up high.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So listen, but you want to know the reason he emailed in? Really cool story. Remember our man Sam with the sun thing? So he's got something that actually makes it where he can't grow hair and other stuff like that, and it's kind of similar. So he emailed in to say, hey, send this to that guy. I can encourage him. And that's what he's 34 now, I think is what he said. By the way, his name is Hunter. From Kings Tree, South Carolina. But he managed a 1,500-acre hunting population. He had something that he thought he'd never be able to go outside, kind of like that kid. And now he's doing this. So he said, hey, man, I just wanted to send this in and encourage Sam.
Now, see, that's what I love about
and
our
forward. He asked me to just forward it to him.
That's cool as crap.
Pass it on.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey. Like people encouraging other people. And they want to say America's trash. Look, as long as people keep doing that,
that's right.
We're going to be all right.
It's still got hope, boy.
But he did say, hold on. Something about that beard.
It is very high.
I've been told I have a pretty killer beard. Yes, it's real. No, I don't straighten it.
No. his is the exact opposite of mine. Mine low. Mine down here around the chin line, and that's it. His is up here. He's Wolverine looking. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. I can appreciate that.
Yeah, he has this. His is
I can't pronounce
it. But it was so perfect. It looked like one of them apps where you just put a beard
on
your face.
Well, that's why when I look, I said, wait a minute, is that Bigfoot?
He's, yeah. So
I mean, like,
thanks for emailing in. Sorry we called you Bigfoot.
Look at them straight lines. I mean, it looks too perfect. It looks like something you just put on like this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's wild.
But I did want to end it with that because he, like, that's just cool that we have one fan. It's not the same thing, but it's very close.
But they're similar, and they're both life-changing events that they had to figure out how to deal with. So I can appreciate Hunter reaching out to Sam.
Move it on, boy.
Because of us. Yep. That just makes you realize, like, when we sit here and opine and, like, what are we doing in here, that's why. Because now we're going to connect two people that can help each other out and lift each other up. That's what life is about.
Mm-hmm.
Not killing ducks, not telling stories, not that kind of encouragement, sharing, and just lifting each other up. That's a cool thing.
It's not about the journey. It's about the person you're with on the journey.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I can appreciate that.
Who's the person?
Whoever's with you.
There you go.
There you go. That's exactly right.
You're not alone.
Ever.
You're not
ever,
alone.
Ever. JD? What did Big Dave send you this morning?
No,
did you get inspired?
I got inspired.
What?
I saw. Just coming
Big
in here.
Big Dave didn't send you a verse today?
I haven't checked.
I'm sure he did.
Hey, for Si, are you going to talk? You going to read the one about scales over the eyes? For Si?
That was genius.
The Apostle Paul knew about him.
All right, fine. Big Dave. I got that. Hey, it's Psalms 2.
Psalms 2, boys, whatever that
is. Well, I was going to, at 5:47 a.m. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Psalm 99:5. But the one I was going to do was Psalm 32:11, just because you came in here with a vigor about you and it made me happy.
Well, hey, look, I'm fired up, boys.
See?
I love it.
And it's because of Psalm 32:11. It's how you live your life. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart.
That's it.
Just rejoice in the Lord.
That's it.
Well, we'll do it again. What y'all
say? Trust in him, you'll never go wrong.
Is the next one number 200?
No, we're taping that next week.
Next week. Okay. So this is like 198 or
199.
Something?
199.
Welcome to episode 198.
No, I was just curious. I didn't know that.
The song, 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
197. All right. Well, look, that's 197 and three more. We're going to be at 200.
200.
That's hard. Hard to figure. But,
that's two buy-ins on a poker game.
Or in size case, 10 minutes. All right. But we'll
10 minutes.
We'll see y'all next time right here. We're out.
5 minutes apiece, boys.